Welcome to the DACA and Immigration Town Hall at Santa Rosa Junior College. My name is Pedro Avila. I'm the Vice President of Student Services here at the college. Muy buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Pedro Avila. Yo soy el Vicepresidente de Servicios al Estudiante aquí en el Colegio de Santa Rosa. Le quiero dar la bienvenida a todos nuestros estudiantes, a nuestros padres y miembros de la comunidad. Please join me in welcoming U.S. Congressman Mike Thompson, Jerry Huffman, and Jim Woods to Santa Rosa Junior College.
This event took place just days after a similar forum had been disrupted by activists. They had demanded that elected representatives, including Nancy Pelosi, acknowledge that DACA itself didn't go far enough. The protesters said that immigration reform must take into account the parents of Dreamers and other undocumented immigrants at increased risk of deportation. That understanding seemed to permeate the Santa Rosa event, even though most speakers concentrated on DACA itself and the need to protect the Dreamers from uncertainty and harm. Congressman Mike Thompson.
When the president announced that he was going to end the DACA program, I'm sure you were every bit as surprised as the rest of us. Not only is it mean-spirited, not only is it insensitive, but it hurts America and it hurts Americans. And make no mistake about it, those in the DACA program and those who want to get in the DACA program are very important contributors to our everyday society. These are our friends, they're our neighbors, they're students, they're professionals, they're military service individuals. They are as American as any one of us in this room today. America is their country. This program, albeit not what I'd like to see, but this program allows them to stay here, to bring them out of the shadows and continue to contribute to their community and to our society in a way that is important for all of us. I'm committed to fixing this. I'd like to see a different fix than just the DACA, but in the interim, DACA is extremely important. I'm all in for fixing it, and I'm interested in hearing what everyone here has to say. And I want to just make one economic note. It is estimated that if DACA were to go away, over the first 10 years, it would cost the American economy $460 billion. This is ludicrous. When we're talking about all the issues we have that we're dealing with, money is important. To leave this on the table is foolish beyond the foolishness of ending DACA. So thanks for being here. I look forward to hearing what the panel has to say.
Representative Mike Thompson at Santa Rosa Junior College, September 20th. More from that panel tomorrow. I'm Steve Mencher for KRCB's North Bay Report.